Phil, San Francisco getting a new university. Vanderbilt has bought the former California College for the Arts campus near the Potrero. So what does this mean for San Francisco?
Well, it's good news for San Francisco as a whole, because anytime something like a university decides to open an extension campus in any city, that's good news. That's going to bring students, that's going to bring professors, it's going to bring notoriety, and it's a shot in the arm that San Francisco could use. Unfortunately for San Francisco, they would have preferred a shot in the other arm rather than the one they got. As you pointed out, that Vanderbilt is taking over the California College of the Arts, which is located over by Chase Center, that part of town, the new part of San Francisco, Mission Bay, where all that's bubbling along just fine. The city had wanted them to go into the downtown, into the Union Square area around and or around 5th and Mission, to be more precise. They wanted them in the area that needs people to go into it because it's empty. But the school opted to go, for various reasons, across town. So San Francisco's getting the university, but not at the place where Mayor Lurie and his predecessor, Mayor Lyndon Breed, wanted it to be.
So they're talking about room for 1,000 students. Is housing already there as part of that CCA campus?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they opted for it. They were looking, they were in talks with the downtown area, taking a look at that. And one of the questions is, okay, let's say we open a campus, we got to have a place for the students to live. And there was talking, well, we can build this, convert this, do this. Meanwhile, over there, the College of Arts looked like it was about ready to go under. You know, even with some funding help that they've received from the private sector, they weren't going to maybe last that long. That would have been a double blow if the College of Arts had just folded and left town. So instead, what they have is a ready-made campus there to go, and it's in a more happening part of town. So they took it. So that San Francisco was able to do that. The news could have been that the College of Arts is closing and nobody's coming in. They have now that Vanderbilt's coming in. So it's sort of like, I don't want to say a zero-sum gain, but it's like, yes, we're getting this, but not where we want it. The downtown is still empty and getting emptier.
Okay, but what about that area, the design district? You're going to have 1,000 Vanderbilt students arriving. I mean, will we see a surge
It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time for them to arrive and open the campus, although they'll do it a lot quicker because it's ready-made. But there's already that student housing was already there, Margie. So they're just going to switch one student group in for another. I'm not sure how much pressure that's going to put around the surrounding area. But and that's one of the things that made that site attractive, was that the housing was already there. The school that is there already now had students and students living there. So you're moving in rather than building.
Okay, so you're not expecting any student-focused type developments or services?
I'm still sure maybe that'll come in time, but for right now, I think it's going to continue to be this hub of sports, entertainment, biotech, UCSF Medical Center. It's a happening place. It's interesting to note that not only is the center of downtown sort of on the empty side, but that was happening even before the pandemic. The whole center of gravity of San Francisco shifted from the financial district and Union Square. It shifted to south of Market. When Mission Bay opened up and the biotech went in, the ballpark, the Chase Center, that just moved the entire sort of center gravity south of Market. And then we're seeing it. It's a more happening place to be. As a matter of fact, that's the new center of town.
It sure is. Thank you so much. As always, that is Phil Matier. And Phil will be back live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.